So in this segment, we'll be talking about The Jungle Book and Little Shop of Horrors, both of which are being presented by Santa Fe Performing Arts and City Different Players. I'd like to introduce Megan Burns, director, and Brandon Lucero and Sierra McDowell-Nardine, actors in Little Shop of Horrors. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having us.
So what's the play all about?
Who wants to take this one?
Sierra does.
It's basically just about a flower shop on Skid Row, and Seymour is kind of like a nerdy kid, well, guy, I guess.
Played by Brandon right here.
Yeah, Brandon. And he discovers this new plant that's kind of like a Venus flytrap, and he finds out that the plant feeds on blood.
Uh-oh.
Of humans, so that's like a main part of it.
And we won't give away the whole thing, but so it's kind of a horror show.
Yeah.
Is it scary?
In some ways it can be really scary, because I feed the plants people parts.
Indeed. And so this is a production, Megan, that you're directing, and you're working with young people a lot now in these theater productions.
Yes, I am. Little Shop of Horrors is being presented by the Teen Ensemble. So this age group is 13 to 18. Our oldest member is probably only 16. It's a really good group. I think there's 12 actors. It's a musical. There's lots of really great songs. It's kind of like a 60s era of music, so I really like the music. I think it's really good. Some really good dancers in the group. It's one of my favorite musicals. It's such a great show.
What are your challenges is it like directing a high school musical for you because you're working with that age group?
This one has been really amazing for me because there's so much talent in the group that I've really been able to sort of sit back and really just do my job working with individual actors on scenes, or, you know, worry about costumes or talk with the musical director about certain things. And the actors themselves are coming to the table with so much already prepared. This is based on a movie, and so they've been able to, I think, do a lot of homework watching it at home or, you know, looking up YouTube videos. So there's really good characters that are already out there that they can base their own, you know, characters on. But no, I feel like I'm working with total professionals who are just coming in and they're like got their lines memorized and their songs memorized, and it's really great.
Did you both spend a lot of time watching the movie?
I haven't seen the movie, so I just kind of do my own thing.
What about you, Sierra?
I've seen it a couple times, and I've kind of tried to, like, do some of the things that Audrey does in the movie, but, like, make it my own at the same time.
Do you both have quite a bit of acting experience already?
Yeah, we've actually both been with Santa Fe Performing Arts for a really long time.
Have you sung before on stage?
No.
This is Brandon's first debut as a lead musical actor, and is doing such an amazing job.
Yeah.
So proud of both of them.
Excellent. Well, it's it's Little Shop of Horrors, and it's this weekend and next weekend at 7 o'clock, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's at the Armory for the Arts, which is where you always do your plays.
Yes.
Good. Well, for more information, people can call 984-1370. Brandon Lucero and Sierra McDowell-Nardine, thank you for being with us. And Megan Burns, stick around because we're going to be talking about The Jungle Book in just a moment.